USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says North Korea will have a chance to give up its nuclear weapons when he meets with Kim Jong-un later this week. With more on our top story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
At the White House, the president told America's governors that North Korea could have a great financial future if it would just finish taking the steps to denuclearize.
We want denuclearization, and I think they'll have a country that will set a lot of records for speed in terms of an economy.
Vice President Mike Pence is expressing support for the opposition leader of Venezuela. Pence met with Juan Guaido during a trip to Bogota, Colombia, today. The Bureau of Transportation Statistics is reporting that the average ticket for domestic air travel was $343 in 2018. That's the lowest ticket prices have been since they were first tracked in 1995. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Supporters of the bill to create permanent funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund are rallying on Capitol Hill. Also roaming the halls of Congress is former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been an advocate for 9/11 victims since the beginning. He joins Fox News and says why this is such an important issue and needs to be resolved.
These are men and women who have suffered great illnesses because of their heroic work down on Ground Zero during 9/11 and during the months that passed. They deserve our attention. They've always answered the call for us, and we need to answer the call for them. So we're just trying to get that pushed through.
The cost of going out to dinner is on the rise. The Labor Department reports restaurant prices were up 2.7% last month compared to the previous year. Experts say increased expenses such as rent, insurance, and labor are getting passed on to the consumer. Some states have also raised the minimum wage, and a tight labor market is forcing restaurants to pay more to recruit and retain employees. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un later this week. As far as what we need to come out of that meeting with the North Koreans, former ambassador to the UN Bill Richardson tells Fox News,
"We need to reduce North Korea's nuclear arsenal for our sake, for Japan's, South Korea's, and so far they haven't done much."
Real-time host Bill Maher on Friday blasted middle Americans in red states as envious to their blue state counterparts. Republican Governor of South Dakota Kristi Noem has a message for Maher.
Well, I've been all over this country. There's no place I'd rather be from than the heartland. We have the best people in the world that are raising their families there. We feed the world. We have a higher rate of service, men and women who step up to defend the freedoms and liberties of this great country. So I wholeheartedly disagree with what Bill is saying there. I'm just blessed to be from the heartland.
Maher also said the flyover states have become passover states, and that's why red state voters are so ticked off, to which Noem tells Fox News,
"Oh, maybe he needs to spend some time in South Dakota because we just have phenomenal people that love our country. They're raising their families and communities that take care of each other, that serve each other. And we have a work ethic that cannot be compared to anyone else. So, our people in the heartland do the hard work that makes this country strong. And we're just so proud of where we are and where we come from."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.